Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
Paul Douglas with you. Good morning. It's Tuesday, 28th day of December. I predict you're going to have a good day. Then again, I'm wrong a lot. I'm going to make one prediction with rare 100% accuracy. A dear friend of mine, Vinita Sakkar, is going to debut on the morning news starting next Monday. And I am so looking forward to you joining the team. Good morning, Vinita.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Well, I'm a hot mess. How's it going? I know you're in the studio. I'm home in my jammies doing the show, but you're going to be in studio, and I know you're getting a taste of what happens. It can be a little overwhelming, but you're a smart woman. You're going to figure this out. I have no doubt.
I appreciate your predictions. That's very helpful. I'm watching Jimmy in action, which is very, very impressive. He's pressing a lot of buttons, talking to you, and I come into studio, and you're nowhere to be found. You're in your cozy home waiting for your test results. Which
I'm isolating, Vinita. I'd love to join you in the studio, but I would not want to infect you.
Thank you. Thank you. That's really appreciated. I went through the same thing last week. We were looking everywhere for a test for a family member on Christmas Eve. There were no testing sites open, and it was like finding a ticket to a sold-out concert. I was trying everywhere, and I thought, how can this be happening? It just seemed so bizarre to me that we couldn't get access to a test. And granted, it was my poor planning to be looking on Christmas Eve, but still, it's frustrating. And I feel your frustration as well.
Well, we have those antigen tests, which are better than nothing, but just barely. You get a lot of false positives, false negatives. What you really want is the PCR test. You'd think 2 years into a pandemic, it would be as easy as getting a home pregnancy test, right?
You would think, yes. Well, and what's interesting is your saga, how much you have paid. Because I remember, didn't you pay something like $300-some for your wife's test?
$385. That was a nasal swab PCR test. And they turned it around in a couple of hours. So you pay for the speed. And yesterday with the oral rinse, that was $150. And I'm still waiting. I don't know if I broke the equipment with my spit.
I love Dr. Hilden. There's some guy in California who's probably lost your test.
Oh, he's a weather guy. We're going to mess with him. But I want to talk about you. I've known you for years. You have television experience. You have business experience. Are you excited? What are you most excited about as you start next week here on CCO?
It's so nice of you to ask, Paul. I really treasure our friendship. I am just excited to start doing the job. There's just so much, you know, anticipation. Wow, she's starting next Monday, blah, blah, blah. I told Jimmy, I go, can you just put me on the air today? Because I'd rather just kind of get into it instead of, you know, what is she going to be like? Or there's always this anticipation and buildup. I'll never meet that. I know that. But I hope people have fun and enjoy, you know, tuning in and letting me into their homes every morning. It's kind of crazy to think of waking up every morning and getting to greet people in Minnesota and the entire region. That is just such an amazing privilege that I'm so excited to be a part of. And just to talk about things going on in Minnesota and talk to newsmakers and and maybe do some cool things. I'm not even sure what those cool things are yet, because people will ask, what are you going to do with your show? And I always say, well, I probably need to just start doing it to get a feel for it. But once I do, it's just, we're going to be off and running. And it's really going to be fun. And I'm just so excited.
Well, we are excited to have you. And I know what you can do. And I know you have a lot of television experience. I was on TV for 30 years somehow. I still have no idea how that happened.
I never got to work with you, though. You never worked at 5.
No. Yeah. I never tried 5.
You never tried 5. It was a good
4
place.
4 and 11. But, people say, how does it compare? And for me, it's much more challenging doing talk radio than television. Now, granted, I wasn't an anchor. I had 3 minutes to do the weather. I was fixated on that. It's like kind of a PowerPoint presentation for 3 minutes. With radio, you have to be up on all these different subjects. You have to pay attention to things that maybe you're not quite as interested in. You have to get the names right. And you just have to take an interest in the lives of Minnesotans. And it's kind of a daunting task. But I know you're up for it. I know you're up for it.
Okay, now you've really scared me. Thank you.
No.
That was not my intention. I totally agree. I was talking to Chad Hartman yesterday, who, by the way, so many people have reached out. Current employees here at WCCO Radio, former employees, just friends in the business have reached out to me to give me advice, to wish me well. And what a great community we have. And one of the things Chad Hartman said was prep. He gets up early to really research things, and good radio, what makes it good is all that research you do beforehand. So being a news junkie, I'm looking forward to that. I love to read, love to know what's going on, and I'm sure I'll make mistakes along the way. Believe me, I know I will, because this is a lot harder than it looks. But I'm excited for this challenge and to just be a part of the community in this way.
Do you remember the advice I gave you? Just be yourself. It's human nature to compare and contrast, but just be Vanita Sakar, and people will absolutely love you and appreciate you the way your friends do. And so, anyway, we're looking forward to having you on. Stick around, Vanita. When we come back, I want to ask an important question about your family. That's next on CCO.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.